The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
In a recent news story, it said that many young Americans are unable to find Louisiana on a map, despite the wall-to-wall coverage of damage from Hurricane Katrina. Nearly one-third of young Americans recently polled couldn't locate Louisiana on a map. They also, 6 in 10 could not find Iraq on a map. Two-thirds don't know that the earthquake that killed 70,000 people in October 2005 happened in Pakistan. Fewer than 3 in 10 think it's important to know the location of countries in the news. And let's see, it was one of, nearly three-quarters incorrectly named English as the most widely spoken native language. With me on the phone from Terminal Island, California, is Bobby Dooley. Bobby, you are at, that's a minimum security prison?
Phil, I'm here visiting my brother Dean, who has been held here for the past 3 days on an attempted murder charge. It is not something that we're proud of, but we are standing by him. We are convinced that Dean is innocent. We do not believe these charges. And I'm here with a lot of concerned parents from our parent-teacher organization, standing up for what is morally right and for what is just. That a man, a father of two, independently employed man, can be charged this way, we think is wrong.
And is he represented? Does he have an attorney?
We have, yes, retained counsel for him, and we are sure that Dean is going to be vindicated of these charges. And really, what our parent-teacher organization is saying is enough. Enough with what has become the national sport of lampooning hardworking, well-meaning young people, the national sport of impugning their intelligence and impugning their self-esteem to the point where a young man like my younger brother Dean gets involved with an element. If he'd been given a fair enough chance, if he'd been given the tools to make it in this life, he would not have fallen in with these people and gotten mixed up with a very undesirable element.
All right, but it is true that only a third of all young people who they're talking about here know where Louisiana is.
Phil, between the ages of what? I'm sorry?
Between the ages of 18 and 24.
My comment, Phil, and Steve is with me here, is so what?
So what?
As I said, I'm the president of the parent-teacher organization, and either we are going to have, in the case of RPTO, a successful Springtacular, which means the attendant fashion show and the silent auction, we're going to give up on a lot of young girls whose dream is to go to Hollywood and be a model. Now, I understand that these people have an agenda, that they want our young people to know there are things on a map. But you know what? Steve's got a saying. What is it, honey?
That's why God invented Thomas Brothers.
That's why God invented Thomas Brothers.
And are you seriously telling me that you don't think that geography, which is the basic science of knowing where things are on a map, do you use maps?
Of course we use maps, Phil.
Well, even a GPS system is a map. And if you scan the map out wide enough, you will see a map of the United States. Now, suppose you're driving and...
I don't need to be lectured to about, how GPS is used.
No. But my point is this. Suppose you take a map of the United States and you scan it out wide enough. And you want to go to Louisiana. What do you enter in on that map? Where do you...
You look for the state that says Louisiana, geez.
Look for the state... Can you believe...
No. A GPS map doesn't have state names on it. GPS map just has the map of the United States.
No, you're wrong. I don't know of any map of the United States that doesn't show the states.
All right. Well, if you're looking at a map of the United States, even if it shows the states, where's Louisiana? Now, I know that a lot of people fly in airplanes and they just let the pilot take them there. Sometimes, occasionally, we're riding in trains or in cars and we want to know where the hell it is that we're going. We also may be just looking at a map to get some vague sense of where the capital of the country is. And
I'm saying, Phil, that of all the things young people have to face, I'm looking, in about a half an hour, I'm going to be visiting my brother. And I'm going to be looking at him behind a pane of glass. And the reason for that is the unrealistic expectations that we have of our young people. Now, my younger brother, Dean, was involved with a group of men who were selling methamphetamine. Someone pulled a knife. It wasn't Dean. And yet tonight, he's the one behind bars.
Was your brother selling drugs?
No, he was not. I just told you. He was involved with a group of men who were.
And so they were selling methamphetamine. Somebody pulled a knife?
Someone pulled a skinning knife, yeah.
A skinning knife. And a man was stabbed?
Yes. And they have charged my brother Dean. He is absolutely innocent. Why? Because of this pressure that is put on our young people. Where's Louisiana? Oh, where's Iraq? This is the most meaningless tripe. And I told the Parent Teachers Organization, and I addressed the teachers at our school, if my son comes home in tears one more time because he's been browbeaten about finding Iraq on a map, I'm going to get mad. And you don't get between a dog and his meat. It's just an old saying that mothers have.
All right. I don't know if I'm going to be able to convince you of the importance of this. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley talking to us from Terminal Island Prison, which is a men's facility near San Pedro, where her brother, Dean, is it?
Yes, Dean Madison.
Your brother Dean Madison is being incarcerated. He's not in prison. He's just being held there.
Yes, he's awaiting trial.
He's awaiting trial on attempted murder. Now somehow you are putting that on the educational system of our country, not because Dean didn't get enough education.
Well, you know, Phil, that's the red herring. That's the brouhaha. Oh, they don't get enough education. They don't get enough education. I'm going to explain something to you. In many ways, they get too much education. They are constantly being asked these questions that have nothing to do with math. They don't have anything to do with science. Can you find Washington on a map? I think it's humiliating. I think it is beyond the pale. I think that it's a wonder more children are not victims of suicide.
As the result of having to know where Israel is on a map, 75% can't find Israel on a map. 6 in 10 couldn't find Iraq on a map. 30% think the most heavily fortified border in the world is between the U.S. and Mexico.
And you're going to tell me that's wrong?
Yeah, that's wrong. The most heavily fortified border in the world is North and South Korea. One-third can't find freaking Louisiana on a map, and on and on and on it goes. Now, I'm sorry about your brother.
Well, you know, no, I don't think you are. I think you're sorry about my brother in a very superficial way, but I don't think you see where this survey you're talking about, how it fits into Dean sitting in a detention area right now awaiting trial on attempted murder.
You would have me believe that Dean, because he was browbeaten into knowing where Iraq is, decided to join up with a bunch of methamphetamine dealers and somehow be in the wrong place at the wrong time when a guy was stabbed. And
I am telling you that my brother Dean, who is a sweet, sweet boy, needed help in school. But instead, he had some witch, some war queen, hanging over him with breath that smelled like what? God, I don't know. Leaning over him and asking him over and over, where is Wyoming? What's Canada? Blah, 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 you know. And like my husband, Steve, what did you say, Steve?
That's why they invented Thomas Brothers.
That's why they invented Thomas Brothers.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Antonio, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, it's ridiculous the assertion she's making about the correlation between the education system and her brother's alleged crime.
I beg your pardon?
That doesn't make any sense at all.
What are you? I didn't hear the gentleman's question.
The correlation you're making between your brother's teacher and his alleged crimes, how does that relate?
No, I'm saying that my brother was the victim of an educational system that emphasized too many of the ridiculous aspects.
Oh, our what children about, are supposed to be dumbed down because of that?
No, I'm just saying, do you think that perhaps someone could have taught my brother how to, for instance, how to handle a knife or how to, you know, things that he'd be able to use?
How to handle a knife?
Yeah, what does that have to do with education?
No, I'm simply saying, well, the two of you are taking it. No, you're taking it out of context. I'm saying someone could have helped my brother rather than, you know, mentally abuse him, asking him questions about, can you find Florida on a map?
Well, that's the school system's job.
The school system's job to do what?
To educate the children on the location of geography as a part of the school curriculum.
All right, Mr. Henry, you and this gentleman, tell me, why do I need to know where Florida is?
Why do you need
general
to know?
General knowledge. Go ahead.
Yeah, but why is it so necessary? General knowledge. I could say, well, can you tell me, for instance, the life cycle of an aardvark? When you say, well, it's general knowledge.
Look, you come into contact with geography far more often than you do aardvarks.
Yeah.
You come into contact with geography in traveling on roads. Roads, streets, cities, highways, they all connect. And those places connect each other to other places. And those other places connect each other into this big blob of land called America. And America's connected to other places. It's knowing your place in the world.
That is the most asinine explanation I've ever heard. A big blob of land. Did I hear you say that correctly?
I'm trying to put it onto your level, Ms. Dooley.
How dare you?
Hey, Mr. Henry, why do you name you got Thomas Brothers?
You know, I've heard that joke three times now, man. That's really funny.
You know, something out then.
Well, why don't you if I got Thomas Brothers?
Yeah.
You know what? What happens if Thomas Brothers suddenly doesn't start publishing anymore? What happens if all of a sudden, if I'm on Highway Interstate 10, I know where Interstate 10 goes. Do you?
Yes.
Yes. Who are you asking?
Okay, Antonio, where does Interstate 10 go?
From Jacksonville, Florida, to San Diego, California.
Well, actually, it goes from Jacksonville to Santa Monica.
Oh, my God, he was wrong. Oh, see, he was wrong.
You were wrong, too.
All right, but the guy had a general idea. If you get an Interstate 10 and you need to find your way to Florida and you don't know that Interstate 10 goes to Florida, what are you going to do?
That's why God made Thomas Brothers.
Oh, God, you got to admit.
Yeah, ha, 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 ha. What a laugh a minute, man. All right, look at Antonio. Thanks for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Good God. Is this our first break, dude? Because I forget. That's why God made Thomas Brothers. Anyway, that's the survey today. Bobby and Steve Dooley are with us. She's the president of the Western States Parent Teacher Organization. She said there is an emphasis on useless information in our schools. She thinks geography is useless. Maybe it's because I love maps. Ever since I was a kid, I loved to pore over maps. Maybe I'm weird, and I'm fully ready to admit that I'm weird. But I can find any country on any map. I just like maps. But geography has always been part of our education. Today, most people 18 to 24 have some problem with geography. And as I mentioned to you, 6 in 10 couldn't find Iraq on a map. Two-thirds don't know that incorrectly named English is the most widely spoken native language. It's actually Spanish. 75% can't find Israel, all kinds of crap. Maybe it is crap, I don't know. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
I do the splits over an egg, then I do a somersault into an open watermelon.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Bobby and Steve Dooley join me from, and let's be clear, Terminal Island is a... It's a detention center for men, and your brother's there, who is currently awaiting trial for attempted murder. And you are blaming, if I have this correctly, Ms. Dooley, the educational system for emphasizing geography. Is that right?
No, it is not right, Phil, and you know very well that's not what I said. And I said...
Well, you said that there's too much useless information. Your brother could have learned the practical skills of using a knife. Didn't you say that?
I misspoke, and you have decided to seize upon that as your argument, but I don't think it's going to work. What I'm saying, Phil...
Well, you did say that.
What I am saying, if I can have a moment. My brother Dean is like a lot of young people. He does not have all the intelligence in the world. Why can't we get these kids a skill? Look, our fashion show this weekend, the Western States and Floral Gown Association will be giving three young women an opportunity of a lifetime to learn modeling, to go to Hollywood, to have free makeup, free photography done. And we are going to be raising money for that through our silent auction. And yet you and people such as yourself, Mr. Henry, want to browbeat my girls and have these beautiful young girls stand there telling you where Georgia is. God almighty.
That's why God made Thomas Brothers.
Are you saying that on purpose just to, like, bug me?
He said, are you saying that on purpose?
No, man.
Tell your husband we got the joke. 1-800-449-8686.
Well, it is true, Phil. And
God, by the way, God didn't make Thomas Brothers. Thomas Brothers made Thomas Brothers.
God created all that there is. That's the point. And so God created the Thomas Brothers. They created the Thomas Brothers Guide. Jesus, it's really incredible that you don't have more of a grasp of what the lower class people are doing and what lower class people need.
And you do? You're going to give young girls a chance to go to Hollywood and be models. Big freaking. By the way, you don't go to Hollywood to be a model. You go to Chicago, New York, or Miami.
Excuse me, you're telling me?
Yeah, I happen to just, I'm just telling you. I mean, I lived in Miami long enough to know that. Miami is where the models are, okay? L.A. is where the actresses are.
They're going to go to the John Austin Powers School. They will get free makeup and hair. And again, I think this is far more practical than being able to point out where Mozambique is. Jesus, you don't get it.
Ma'am, you don't get it. 1-800, oh, by the way, isn't this where your husband's supposed to say that's why God made Thomas Brothers?
Mr. Henry, all we're trying to do is give a kid a chance.
1-800-449-8686. Tracy, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, I had a comment about his stupid joke about Thomas Brothers.
Yeah?
Yeah, God didn't create Thomas Brothers, but what would we do if Thomas Brothers weren't taught geography in school? How would they get anywhere? Because without geography being taught to them, we wouldn't have them, now would we?
They had aerial photographs. Gotcha.
Okay.
What? Well, no, whoa, 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 no, wait a minute. What?
Phil, aerial photography.
Wait a minute. What about aerial photography? How did Columbus make a map?
Yeah, have you ever seen Columbus's maps? The most jacked up thing I've ever seen.
Oh, my God. The guy that made those freaking maps without aerial photography is a genius. You know what cartography is, Mr. Dooley?
Mr. Henry, I'm not here to debate all that. I don't know about the fashion show.
We are not here to debate that, Phil.
No, do you know what cartography is? It is a science of map making, and it is exact and it's precise, and it's amazing they could have made maps before there was aerial photography.
Well, what is the lady's point? I don't understand.
My point is basically your statements are very ignorant and sound very uneducated. And maybe you guys need to go back to school and get some education before you try to come on a show acting like you know something. You,
well, you
obviously know nothing about.
I know nothing about what? About
anything
geography?
You're talking about. You're being absurd. They need to learn how to handle knives. Let's teach our kids to be gangbangers. That's a good idea.
No, I'm saying the
that's
practical.
That's why we have crime, and that's why your brother is probably sitting where he's sitting now.
Are you calling my brother a murderer?
Your brother's charged with attempted murder.
Oh, my sweet Christ. Are you saying that Dean's a punk? Is that what you're saying?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Tracy.
What I'm saying is if
you're falling all over each other trying to insult Dean, aren't you?
No, I'm not insulting Dean. I'm telling you, if he had decided to hang out with a better crowd of people, maybe he wouldn't be in jail. Whether he did it or not,
he is
guilt by association. That's why you don't associate with criminals unless you want to be taken as one.
Tracy, his self-esteem suffered so much with people leaning over him. I don't know, maybe a teacher like you going, where's Portland? Where's Hawaii? Blah, blah, blah.
She's trying to batter some knowledge into the dumb kid's head. Your brother Dean was probably a dumb kid like he's a dumb adult.
You know, Mr. Henry, at some point you are going to step over the line and it is libel.
Libel for what?
My brother Dean is charged with attempted murder. He's a public personality, and you are insulting, and you are libeling him.
Bullcrap. I'm giving an opinion based upon what you're telling me about the guy. Look, I've been sued, okay, so don't even go there with me. I'm telling you that your brother Dean, if he had paid attention in school, or maybe he was born with some kind of a mental deficiency. Did your mother smoke?
How? Oh, so my mom's white trash, is that it?
No, my mother-in-law white trash?
I don't know. Oh, look at that. They're all quiet now. Hey, Tracy, thanks. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Go ahead, Steve.
That's why God made Thomas Brothers.
What a jackass. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
When was your last pork chop inhalation? These are the questions I ask myself.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
I'm joined by Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley, the Western Estates Parent Teacher Organization. They are not making any bones about it. They are currently in the visitors area of a Terminal Island men's detention center. This is down near San Pedro, California. This is a prison. It's a actual kind of a jail, but there's also a detention area there for those awaiting trial, serious trial, and some federal crime. Your brother, Mr. Madison, is charged with attempted murder. Now, I want to get back to, and again, I want to give you credit, Bobby, for sharing that with us.
Well, sir, we feel that Dean's problems are all of our problems. That Dean did fall in with a bad group of people, was shown how to use a skinning knife, and because he had been browbeaten in school by these power-hungry teachers who demand, you know, that they know more than you, and a lot of teachers are there just to show how much more they know than the kids. You know, that is the most childish thing. Of course you know more. You're a teacher. It's a child. So,
are you kidding me, Ms. Dooley? I mean,
Mr. Hendry, my brother has been a wonderful uncle to my three sons.
My wife's very upset.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to upset you, but I. Can I ask you a question, Miss Dooley? When she composed herself, sir?
All right, sorry, honey.
Go ahead.
The last caller made a good point. How would Thomas Brothers make a Thomas Brothers guide if they didn't know geography?
I'm not going to dignify that with an answer. I just...
Why, is it that bad of a question? How would Thomas Brothers make...
It's obvious they have some knowledge, yes. Am I going to go into map making? Are my sons going to go into map making? Was my brother Dean going to go into map making?
Maybe if your brother Dean had gone into map making, he wouldn't be sitting in a detention area tonight awaiting trial for attempted murder.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, well, there's a... there is...
Mr. Henry, you can laugh all you want. I'm the one who's sitting down here right now.
And you can't say for sure. Maybe if he'd become a map maker.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure Dean a map maker. Are you kidding me or what?
My brother a map maker? Oh, my God. Be the first map maker in history with a 38 special T-shirt, you know, and the snakeskin boots and a skinning knife on his belt. Yeah, right.
Well, maybe the cat wouldn't be so defensive and committed to some macho image if he had something that gave him some self-esteem like a trade. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Lonnie. Lonnie, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, how's it going? Hey, I wanted to make a comment about that lady who said that what sense is it to know where Florida is? I mean,
I said that about a half hour ago.
It took me that long to get out. You know, but you pay attention in school and you know where Florida is, so you don't look like a complete idiot during conversation with other people out in everyday life. You know,
often do you get into a conversation where someone goes, oh, nice shirt you're wearing there, Lonnie. By the way, where's Florida? Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding. I mean, people talk about all sorts of things, and you pay attention in school and you pay attention in life so you know what's going on. Your brother's sitting in the cell being charged with attempted murder because obviously he wasn't paying attention.
See, there you go again, blaming Dean. I'm saying...
Wait a minute, ladies,
my father taught me one thing. He taught me if you're looking for someone to blame, look at the end of your finger.
Okay, at the end of my finger is my husband. What?
Well, there it is. You're putting the finger at somebody else.
Yeah. All right, look, my question is this, Ms. Dooley. When my daughter, when I took the kids to on the Disney cruise, and my daughter wanted to know where Florida was, what was I supposed to say to her?
You tell her it's in Florida. You know, I mean, what do you mean?
What do I say to her? She says to me, where's Florida? I said, we're going to go to Florida. She goes, where's Florida? So I got a map out and I showed her.
Well, good for you, Phil. You can find Florida.
But if you were a Dooley, you would have said Florida's in Florida. That's stupid. That's like asking you how to spell Florida. Why are you spelling the same Florida?
You know what to do? We're landscapers by trade, sir. All right, let me ask you a question. Is Tennessee north or south of Kentucky?
Hey,
say it again?
Don't answer that. Do you know, Mr. Dooley?
Well, you guys are the geography geniuses.
Well, you're not going to ask us questions that you don't know the answer to yourself. And by the way, Tennessee is south of Kentucky.
Well, how do you know that?
Because I've driven through both states about 50 million times. That's why. See, that's it. I drive through these states. I know where they are. See, I learned geography.
Well, see,
you paid attention in school.
You see how stupid that is? Who cares whether it's north or south?
Well, then why did you ask me?
Just to see how what an idiot you are.
Mr. Hendry, all of this is very pleasant conversation, but it doesn't help Dean get any closer to freedom. And that's
why if he did the crime, he's going to do the time.
I can assure you my brother Dean would never harm another soul. He had a very good friend who was involved in the methamphetamine trade. Yes, it was bad. You're right. He shouldn't have been there. Someone did not pay. Someone stole something. A man was stabbed multiple times.
And let me guess, did they find the murder weapon on your brother?
You know, people plant evidence, Mr. Henry.
Oh, here we go.
Jesus
you know
Christ,
what, your brother...
Man, I swear to God.
What are you talking about?
That's the name of the game.
People plant evidence. Look at the O.J. trial. Look what they did to him.
There's another hot one. All right, look at Lonnie. Thanks for your call.
You laugh just like a redneck. Oh, God.
Hold on. Woman can't take it. People plant evidence all the time. Now they found the skinning knife on Dean. Multiple times. Oh, man. Where's Florida? In Florida? 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Who would let the good father take a look for an Arby's beef witch?
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Bobby and Steve Dooley with me live at Terminal Island, where they're waiting to visit Bobby's brother, Dean, who's inside being detained, awaiting trial for attempted murder. Ms. Dooley, listen.
You know, the sarcasm of live at Terminal Island, Mr. Henry, I think this entire hour for you has been sort of a celebration of one family's pain.
No, ma'am, it is not. No, not at all. But I believe you're the one who's saying that our teachers are to blame for your brother being where he is because they've tried to cram too much geography into his head. Now, let me ask you a question. You know, you said to me during the break, we have calculators today, we have GPS, so why do we need things like math, right?
Phil, every child, even in math class, is allowed to have a calculator. And
No, kids will work the stuff out. My kids are math whizzes, and they use calculators, but they could still, just in their head, do a mathematical equation or a mathematical problem. Just because we have watches doesn't mean that we don't know how to, we don't know what time of day by looking at the sun. And
are you kidding me?
Kidding about what?
Say that again. I want everyone in your listening audience to hear this because Mr. Henry's making a claim that I think you can tell what?
I can tell the time of the day. Because I have a watch doesn't mean I know what time of day it is looking at the sun.
Mr. Henry, you make these claims and you can't prove it.
Prove it. Prove it.
What?
Prove it.
Prove what?
You're making these claims, oh, I know geography and I can tell the time of day by the sun. Prove it.
Are you kidding me? Are you telling me that you can't tell the time of the day and...
You can tell that it's 2:43.
No, I can't tell it's 2... Actually, I could come damn close. If you gave me a stick, you know what a sundial is?
You gave you what?
How are you spelling that?
You know, the two of you are so stupid, it breaks all records. What do you think of that?
Your insults, Mr. Henry, we will take. We're doing this for the girls at our fashion show. We'll go to Hollywood to learn makeup.
Yeah, there you go. That's a real fine thing. Here is Michelle on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Michelle.
First of all, I just want to say to them, I can tell they feel a little browbeated. I feel sorry for them that their brother is in prison. But I think we've all lost sight of the fact that the reason they're blaming the school system is stuff that their parents and their family should be responsible for teaching morals and what is right and what's wrong. It's not the school system's job. Where were your parents when all this was happening, when your brother was out running with gangbangers and drug dealers?
Don't you think that it's a good moral quality to stick up for your friends?
Yeah, but I think that everything that comes from what your brother is in jail for comes from your parents. It comes from what's right and wrong, not from what the school system teaches. It's not their responsibility to teach kids what's right and wrong and who and not to hang out with.
Well,
for parents to be responsible for their kids.
I can assure you my parents did not teach my brother how to cook methamphetamine. That was something that he learned.
Where were they when he was cooking methamphetamine? You know, you're blaming.
You know what? My father was an alcoholic.
He was there to teach the kids and to give them an education for something that parents are ultimately responsible for.
You know what? My brother.
It's not the school system's fault. Your brother is hanging around with drug dealers and being in a wrong place at the wrong time. Where were the parents? Everybody's missed that about there. They're going
to
sit here and argue with you about.
You want to know where my mother was?
Right to teach geography in school. But it's not their responsibility. They're there to teach. That's what a school is. It's not their
job to manage your
child.
If you ask me the question, where was my mother, I'll tell you.
My mother was at the women's colony in San Luis Obispo for prostitution. My father was doing 20 years in Folsom Prison.
What the hell kind of a family
exactly.
you come from?
Exactly. That's the problem with this situation is they are hurt because their brother's in jail, but they're not taking responsibility for the fact they have to blame somebody. That's what's wrong with the world today. Something bad happens, you have to blame somebody for it. So you're attacking the school system, which does nothing, which they make nothing to teach your kids and to better your kids, but you're going to attack them because this happened to your brother?
My brother
That's
was
right.
taught, Dane was taught to do it right if you're going to do it. No
Obviously,
matter what it is.
He wasn't because he didn't. It is not the school's responsibility to teach him that. They are there to learn. All the other kids are there to learn.
All right,
they
let
don't
me ask
teach
you a question. Where's North Dakota? See? People will say.
Give the lady a trip. Where's North Dakota, Danielle? Or Michelle.
Hello?
Is it Michelle?
Sorry.
Yeah, go ahead. Where's North Dakota?
It's right above South Dakota.
Give her all the time.
It's not about that. That's
yeah, you don't know anything about.
I can't believe you guys are arguing with people.
You don't know
that.
Anything about South Dakota.
It's not the school's responsibility that your brother is in jail.
South Dakota is below North Dakota.
You said where's North Dakota?
No, I don't believe so.
He wouldn't be in the position he is.
Well, I'll tell you where North Dakota is. It borders Canada. Yeah, and it's north of South Dakota, and on the east is Minnesota.
And you almost said on the right. Ah, what an idiot.
Boy, you know something, Mr. Dooley, with all due respect, sir, if you were standing right here in front of me, I'd clock you, man. I'd knock your front teeth down your throat.
It's just sad that people have to blame everybody for something. I feel bad for your brother. I do.
Oh, I don't think you're going to lose any sleep for my brother.
You're attacking a system that does nothing but help children. And because one person went wayward,
Look, Michelle,
you're going to blame them all.
Michelle, you're right. My brother is what the kids today call a douchebag. He is a brutal, violent, vicious man. And we're trying to get him help. But he would have been much, much better had they not tried to teach him. You know, what did Mr. Henry say? Where's what?
Where's Minnesota?
Well, your brother is
Where's Minnesota?
Part of the You Owe Me tribe, which is
yeah,
where things
no kidding.
Go wrong and... You know, you owe me, and this is what
and
happened,
you just got done
and
saying
it's
a
ridiculous.
Guy walks around with shoulder-length hair and a 38 special T-shirt? Jesus, what is this, the 1970s?
My brother is in a little bit of a time warp, like most of those young rednecks, yes.
How old is he?
28.
Yeah, all those guys are in like a 70s time warp. Hey, Michelle, thank you for your call.
Yep, no problem.
And our number, 1-800-449-8686. We're going to take a break. Where's North Dakota? Right above South Dakota. Good answer. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
How do you know Rosie O'Donnell hasn't eaten her children? Have you seen them lately?
1-800-449-8686.
You know
the
what,
Phil
Joe,
Henry
you,
Show is back.
You learn to forgive. You learn to forgive. I'm married to a man now who I love very much. On our first date, Steve did something absolutely stupid. And most women would have said, okay, you know, you are gone out of my life. But I looked a little bit deeper.
What did he do, if you mind me asking?
I don't want to.
You know what he did? He did that juvenile, if you saw the movie Diner, you know what I'm talking about. He had a box of popcorn, he put it in his lap, he unzipped his fly, all of that juvenile, stupid, asinine stuff. But, you know, you want to know something? I wound up having a good time that night.
Are you telling me that your husband on his first date put his thing into a box of popcorn as you stuck your hand in there like in the movie Diner?
You know, we're way off the subject.
Well, you were talking about forgiving people. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Frank. Frank, go ahead.
How is it you had the audacity to get on the airwaves with a sugar-down, watered-down version, sugar-coating everything about your brother being locked up? First of all, if he's locked up for attempted murder, number one, he wasn't talking right, because if you do anything, you do it so because a dead man can't tell no lies. Two, if he in a methamphetamine house, he either selling or using. So you can't get on these airways, watered down, so I'm talking about when he's so innocent. He's so innocent. You understand what I'm saying? But see, I'm a truck driver, me, myself, and yeah, you do need to know how to get around from point A to point B throughout this United States.
Do you know how to get around? Do you know where America, is on a map? Do you know where America is on a map?
I'm not done yet.
Well, you are done.
You step in and say that
you are done.
School system.
Hold on.
You understand what I'm saying?
No, I don't.
That's
how much,
whatever it is, education you got, you need to go get you some more education, because y'all sound really stupid. Understand me?
Hey, Big Daddy, hold on. Brick is in the house.
I want to ask a question.
What is that, Big Daddy and Brick?
Oh my God! What an idiot! You didn't read Cat on a Hot Tin Roof.
No, I didn't read Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, but I know where Florida is.
Let me ask this gentleman. You said you're a truck driver, sir?
Yeah.
All right. Where is, I was going to ask you, where's Illinois, but...
But you don't know where
Illinois,
it is, do you?
Illinois, right there, I believe Chicago is part of Illinois, man.
All right.
The East Coast, you know what I'm talking about.
East
Matter
Coast?
Matter of fact, I just came from New Jersey, New York, and went up to Vermont. We're
not hearing all of your grade A material, so just save it for a minute.
Well, I'm just to be a part of a PTA that you're a part of, and you spoke me over it, and you got a mentality in the brain that decides that you have.
Illinois isn't on the East Coast.
Yeah, it is on the East Coast.
No, it is. Oh, what an idiot.
Yes,
it's in the Midwest, you bozo.
It's not in the Midwest.
Yes,
it's northeast.
Look at, I've got a map
right here.
And it's
Chicago, Illinois.
No, Chicago, Illinois.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The eighth wonder of the world.